are tuned to KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7, and this is Community In-Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude, and I have just a studio full of people with me today. Today is the segment for United Way of Hastings, and I'm going to start with from my left and work my way around. I have the Executive Director of Hastings United Way, Mary Mellick. Good to see you, Mary.
Hi, thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Next to her, I have the Director of Helping Kids Succeed, Helping Kids Learn to Talk, Jane New Miller Bustad. Jane, it's great to have you back.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's very good to have you. I also have next to her the CEO of Communities in School, Amanda Sapa. You've been here before. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And, of course, our first-time guest who now is going to carry the load of all the talking because you've all been here before, Kel O'Leary. She is the person that works in the high school directly for the program of Communities in Schools and Helping Kids Succeed. Kel, it's great to have you here.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
We are talking a little bit today about, you know, it's the end of the school year at this point, and I've been wanting to have Kel in for a while, but she's been busy. She's doing a wonderful job up at the high school, but we have her now, so we're going to talk a little bit about Helping Kids Succeed and Talk and Communities in Schools. Mary, give us a broad overview of what's going on.
Sure. So to just remind listeners about United Way of Hastings and the work that we've done over the past couple of years, we engaged in a vision planning process, and we really wanted to find out from the community what are the areas that community members want us to focus on. Where should we devote our resources and our time and energies to? And the resounding evaluations and information from our data analysis was that our community members want us to focus on youth and their families. So that's a big gamut. Mm-hmm. And as we started to try to figure out, okay, where do we start with all this? We realized, well, we're already doing a lot of that work. We had already invested quite a bit in the Helping Kids Succeed model, and we're training kids and staff at the Hastings Middle School, at the high school. We had other programs that our funded agencies were doing. But there was one big piece that we're missing, and that was having really someone at the school that could help support the family support workers, mm-hmm. the counselors, and so on. Hence, we thought about the community school model, which is providing wraparound services to students. And we were lucky enough to find Amanda and her group from the Twin Cities. They had just established their chapter in the Twin Cities. And we brought Amanda down. She spoke with our board. She spoke with our stakeholders, and we decided to enter into a contract with Communities in Schools. So Amanda and Kel are going to talk a little bit about that interaction and how that came about. But before that, we don't want to forget about all of the work that we've done with Helping Kids Succeed. Mm-hmm. And we speak regularly about that on the radio.
It's fascinating to me. I love that.
It is.
I love this topic.
We love it too. We love kids. We love their families. We love helping them get back on their feet. So Jane is going to just give you a few highlights about what's going on with Helping Kids Succeed and how the process is going so far.
Yes. Okay.
Hello.
Now that I have my speech prepared.
Right. Well, it's been, as you know, a crazy year. Mm-hmm. The past, 14, 15 months has been challenging for everyone. Certainly our students would be at the forefront of that in terms of having to deal with all kinds of changes. And our Helping Kids Succeed model that we have worked with kids for the last several years still remains strong despite the pandemic. And if anything, it's more important than ever.
Right.
The model is based on a 7-part framework. And the first part of the framework is probably the most important, and that is there's a lot of data that shows kids who have 5 or more trusted, caring adults in their life do better on every measure of success. They do better in school. Yeah, yep. They take less risks.
Yeah.
They go on to become more successful adults.
The anchors that we have talked about extensively in past segments, but it always bears repeating mm-hmm. because it is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, with technology, with all of the entertainment devices that we have available, there's so many things that people can be doing today, kids, of course, included. That becomes very easy to forget that. Mm-hmm. And if we think kids are busy on their phones or they're busy doing a project, it is hard for us to remember that it's that person-to-person interaction mm-hmm. that makes all the difference for young people. And
sure.
when you really sit down and talk with them, they get very open with you about it. They are hungry for that connection.
Right. And even as I am a sideline participant in all of this, and we were talking before the show got started that my wife is currently working with a local counseling service, and I hear the stories. Her job is to go to these families that are waiting for counseling and teaching them some critical skills, mm-hmm. getting in with these young children and teaching them things that they can do to kind of anchor themselves as they
right.
wait for the rest of the process to work. And I hear these stories and it just puts me in more of a sense of awe for the fantastic job that all of you are doing.
Right. And we can all be anchors.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
every
sure.
Every one of us listening
of course.
Can be anchoring some.
But it helps me to appreciate the programs that you're doing mm-hmm. for these kids now. I was telling Kel before we got started, I wonder what my own set of coping tools or coping abilities would be like had I had something like this when I was in need of it back in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade.
Oh, absolutely.
Amanda, tell me a little bit about how communities and schools kind of developed their philosophy and how it meshed so well with helping kids succeed.
Sure. So as Mary mentioned, we started partnering back in 2019, which feels like a long time ago at this point, but I think it's because so much of it was this pandemic.
Right.
So Communities and Schools in the Twin Cities launched in 2018. So mm-hmm. it was just shortly after we launched that Mary got in touch with me to bring us down here. But the Communities and Schools organization has been around nationally for about 40 years. And so there are affiliates just like us mm-hmm. Working in 25 states across the country, plus Washington, D.C. We serve roughly 1.6 million students per year. So the model that we use to support students in schools has been refined over the last 40 years. And it's proven that this is exactly what we need to do to support students and to help schools make sure that kids are graduating and that they're prepared for life afterwards.
And the foundations that you lay stay with these kids well into adulthood. I know between Mary and Jane that we've talked about how many kids that have come back after graduation, years down the road, they come back to say, hey, I'm still using this.
Oh, yes.
It's still working.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And now they're beginning to train their kids into it. So I can see that it's a slow change. It always is a slow change when you're trying to pull people up out of whatever's bogging them down.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people down into something is really easy. And that's so sad. But the work that you're doing and the work that is Communities and Schools has been doing for those 40 years or however long, it affects slow change. And what I would like to know now from Kel is how all the things that the administration side has worked on, has developed, all the materials, all the processes, you know, there's a wealth of information there, and it gets sent to you to work with the kids. This is the part I'm kind of excited about, the day-to-day working of what's going on there. How is that working for you?
Yeah, I think the basis of the work that we do, specifically with Communities and Schools, is all about relationships. You really have to just connect with a student, whether that is over common experiences or laughter, and just finding any bit of connection is huge. And I think that amongst the pandemic, they've been craving connection outside of their family because they've honestly had a little bit too much of that, most of them would say. So when anyone reaches out to support or ask how they're doing and what's going on and what are they hoping for in their lives, they're really open to it, which I would say is amazing, and just talks about the community of Hastings in general and the support that they've already experienced, and also just the help and support that they want. It's a very open atmosphere that we have, and we try not to get too bogged down and here's the surveys and I need it. Like, every conversation isn't a goal conversation.
Sure.
There's a lot more to the program that I think really makes it effective and helpful for the students.
All right. And what is it particularly that connects you to the whole program? Why are you the one doing it?
I think my own high school experience attests to that I needed a supportive adult. And for me, it was my soccer coach. We connected, and that was a very safe person for me throughout my high school career. And as I look back, that was probably one of the most formative relationships that I had to guide me when I wasn't my best self. And so I'm really thankful for that relationship. And I hope that, you know, that communities and schools and my position can be that for some of those students.
All right. And where do you hail from? Where are you
from? From good old Red Wing, Minnesota.
Red Wing?
Yeah. Not too far away.
Red Wing. I think I've heard of it. And post-secondary education?
Yes. I went to Bethel University in St. Paul with a degree in communications.
Excellent. My stepson just graduated from the college up the road from Bethel. University of Northwestern.
Yes.
Yeah. Music ministry, and he was thinking about doing some church planting. I don't know where that's going to go. So Bethel's a good college, University of Northwestern. But bringing it back to Hastings, we're at the end of a school year. So what does the next few months look like for you?
So a lot of my students were finishing strong, hopefully to get all of those passing grades this week, and kind of leading into next week is our kind of crunch time. Mm-hmm. And then this summer will be filled with summer school. So I'll get to see some of my kids and some new kids this summer, and just starting to build those connections for the kids that I'll be working with next year. That's a big part of it. Also, just wrapping up some paperwork, helping out the United Way, and connecting in the community in just a variety of different ways.
All right. What are some of the success stories that you've had over the past year or two?
Well, I was reflecting on it this morning, and as I was writing my notes, a student came into my office asking if we could connect. And I was like, yeah, come on in. Like, let's let's chit-chat. She's one of my high flyers of wanting to go home during first hour, and would often get sent home because she wasn't feeling well due to her anxiety. And today she came in first hour and she was on the verge of tears that it was the last day of school. And she was so sad that school was over. And so just seeing her totally change over the last 4 or 5 months of finding that support and knowing that she has someone she can check in with due to her anxiety has been huge. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is, now I'm almost crying. Like, it's the last day of school. So it was just amazing to see that. I would say another success story is one of my kiddos that I got only a couple months ago. She is a senior this year, and she had a 20% in one of her classes, and she needed this class to graduate. She was just like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Like, I can't figure it out. And we met, I think, 5 times, and she was passing with a C by the end of time of graduation. Mm-hmm. So it was just awesome to see her just be successful in that and feeling like there is hope with hard work and knowing that someone believed in her to do it. And so those are my two latest success stories that really made me feel like the connection in the community and with United Way and all of the pieces kind of coming together, really, like, this is going places.
That's good. In a typical school year, what would you say is an ideal, and I know you can't reach everybody, but what would be the ideal number of students that you would be working with during a given year?
So the aim is to hit 5% of the student population. So it's right around 60 to 65 students.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you have the energy for that?
Well, I'm hoping I can set them up for success and then hope that they, you know, spread their wings and fly.
Well, the other thing, too, I have to remember is not you're not doing everything for all of them. You're pointing them in the direction. There was a lady that my wife dealt with as she was working on her degrees, who said, I can't save anyone. Mm-hmm. All I can do is give them the tools they need to do what they can do. So I have to kind of change the way I think about, here's Kel O'Leary just running around like a chicken with his head cut off trying to help 60 students. But it's a little bit more laser focused than that, I would guess, is one way to put it. It's not like you're carrying this big burden of students.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's all about empowering, you know, empowering the student of teaching them how to ask for help and get support. And, you know, at first it's a little bit of handholding, but as they get the hang of it, they totally are able to do those skills for themselves. And then just also working with the parents and helping the parents know that there's support and being that connection point and building that relationship and also communication between them and their student of what's actually going on at school.
Excellent. You know what? 20 minutes flies like there's a different time space in this room. I know there is. We're about out of time for this segment. And I would ask my listeners to kind of stay tuned because we're going to have these four back right away for another segment. But at this point, Mary, I'd like to have you give your contact information for United Way of Hastings should people have questions or concerns, even beyond helping kids succeed, because that's not all you do.
Sure, absolutely. Anybody can go out to our website, unitedwayofhastings.org. Our contact information is right on the website, our emails, phone number, all of that, or they can reach us through Facebook. I really encourage people to go out to Facebook. That's the best way of having the most current information. Jane does a really good job of making sure the posts are out there, as well as Amy with the Food for Kids. So, yeah, reach out to us if you have any questions.
And then Amanda, for communities and schools, if people have questions or even if they want to get a student or a child that they know involved, how can they do that?
They can go to our website as well, which is cistwincities.org. We actually have a page on there that they can fill out the form for them to get involved with Kel right on the page there. Okay. Otherwise, our contact information is there. It links directly to us, so you can shoot us an email, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
And then, Kel, as school will start up again in the fall, how do students, some students are self-seeking. They want to get the help. They want to do it. Can they just reach out to you at school? What's the best way to get for them to get in contact with you to get involved in that if they need to?
Yeah, they can always stop by my office in the counseling department, or they can connect with their counselor, just asking for a little bit more support, and they can send them my way.
All right. I would like to thank my guests for this segment, the whole room full of them. I love having you guys here. Mary Mellick, Jane Neumiller-Bustad, Amanda Sapa, CEO of Communities and Schools, and Kel O'Leary, the CIS rep up at Hastings High School. It's great to have you back, and I look forward to having you again. You have been listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA AM 1460 FM 97.7.